Who killed Orville Gibson? Ran the headlines round the state. Who had it in for that poor man that he met with such a fate? Who killed Orville Gibson? The case was never closed. After nearly 50 years, nobody knows. Let's take a journey back in time to 1957 and New Year's Eve, the last day of the year, to a picture postcard village of Newberry, Vermont, and a quiet winter morning, cold and clear. It's 4 a.m. and Orville Gibson grabs his milk and pail and heads out to the barn for morning chores. He's never seen alive again. The only thing they find is a milk pail lying crushed beside the door. And no one seems to have a clue, no one wants to talk. The silence in that town can make you shiver. Until the ice goes out and they find that missing man, hog-tied and floating face down in the river. Who killed Orville Gibson? Ran the headlines round the state. Who had it in for that poor man that he met with such a fate? Who killed Orville Gibson? The case was never closed. After nearly 50 years, nobody knows. Some say Orville Gibson was the first to help his neighbor, while others claim to be his hired man. And maybe some were jealous of his handsome dairy farm on the valley's finest river bottom land. Oh, they ran some lie detectors, even put some men in jail, for they had to take some action, don't you know. But the evidence was flimsy and the testimony vague, and in the end they had to let him go. And rumors kept on flying while the truth stayed underground and left it all to endless speculation. Was it vigilante justice? Was it envy or revenge? That's still the best kept secret in the nation. Who killed Orville Gibson? Ran the headlines round the state. Who had it in for that poor man that met with such a fate? Who killed Orville Gibson? The case was never closed. After nearly 50 years, nobody knows. Now half a century's come and gone, the case is cold as death. The book on Orville Gibson should be closed. But folks around that little town will tell you to this day that somewhere, somehow, someone out there knows.